Chapter 8. My Route. I begin at my childhood home, 12 Cecil Road, Norwich, located now, as then, at postal code NR12QL. From here my journey will take me due south, or south, through the last knockings of Norwich into the resplendent Norfolk countryside and beyond. Plunging down through Diss, Dedham Vale, Danbury, and other places not beginning with D, I eventually arrive at the ancient port of Tilbury on the River Thames. Crossing over to Gravesend, ideally by Coracle, I will then begin the final push, passing through a series of towns that sound made up. Headcorn, Snargate, Brenzett and Fairb. Footnote. This one actually is made up. Eventually reaching my own personal Camelot, Dungeness A Power Station, the place my father never managed to get to. Once there, it is to be assumed that I will crumple into a heap on the ground, my nose tenderly caressing the rich nuclear soil, my soul finally soothed. Then I'll probably just get my assistant to drive me home. The route, a close collaboration between myself and the AA route planner, totals 160 miles. To put that into context, if you were to refer to 1,000 miles as a killer mile, then the trek I'm about to attempt is almost one-fifth of a killer mile. To put that into context another way, the distance from Norwich to Dungeness is the equivalent of laying 25,000 London buses end-to-end. Not that I would ever do that, of course. With all the buses removed from the capital, people would take to their cars and the traffic jams would be horrendous. Now, I'm no lover of London. If it were a person, I'd want it to get deep vein thrombosis. But we each have a set of core beliefs that inform the way we live our lives. And one of mine is that you should never cripple an urban transport network. Others include always give businessmen the benefit of the doubt and believe in better.